MyAudiobooks.ai presents The Drone Draft, Inside the $4.6 Billion Month That Followed the Drone War. In the 30 days after the summer's air war made cheap drones the decisive weapon of modern conflict, private capital answered with the fastest sectoral rotation we have ever recorded in a single month of deal data. We pulled every completed robotics and drone transaction from the last 30 days of institutional private market records. 219 dated deals. 88 of them disclosed their size, and those 88 summed to $4.6 billion. Data as of August 13, 2026. Inside the ledger, the two largest pure venture rounds of the month did not go to artificial intelligence model companies or consumer gadgets. They went to drone manufacturers with production contracts, and they closed on consecutive days in the second week of August. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. During our research into the deal records, the syndicate lists, and the quieter pages of the same dataset, we found a story about how quickly war doctrine converts into term sheets. Who is financing the drone buildup on both sides of the Pacific? And the 35 drone companies that died in the same month the money arrived. Section 1. How a weapon becomes an asset class. To understand the month's data, you have to understand what the summer's conflict proved to the people who write the checks. For decades, air power meant exquisite platforms. $100 million aircraft, $1,000 a minute missiles, procurement cycles measured in decades. The wars of the mid-2020s finished what earlier conflicts started. The demonstration that mass-produced, expendable drones costing less than a family car could destroy armor, shut down shipping lanes, and saturate air defenses built for a different century. The lesson was not lost on defense ministries. It was also not lost on venture capital. The economics of the exchange explain the stampede. A first-person view attack drone costs a few thousand dollars to build and field. The missile required to reliably shoot it down costs orders of magnitude more, and the platforms the drone can kill cost orders of magnitude more again. When the cheap side of that equation can be manufactured in the tens of thousands per month by a factory that used to build consumer electronics, the math of air defense inverts. And the buyer's question shifts from, "What is the best system?" to, "Who can deliver the most units by next quarter?" That is a manufacturing question, and manufacturing questions are exactly the kind that private capital can answer faster than procurement bureaucracies. The conversion from doctrine to asset class has a standard sequence. First, the battlefield demonstration. Then the procurement scramble, as defense departments rewrite their requirements around the new weapon. Then the primes and the startups race to claim the production contracts. And finally, the private capital flood. Because once a weapon system becomes a procurement priority, the companies that make it stop being risky bets and become backlog businesses with government customers. What is remarkable about the 30 days in our data is not that this sequence happened. It is the speed. The deals were being signed while the analysts were still writing the after-action reports. Section 2. The dataset. Here is exactly what we screened, because the method is the credibility. From private market deal records, we extracted every completed transaction tagged to the robotics and drone sector, with a deal date inside the trailing 30 days. 219 of them, every one date verified against the record. 88 carried disclosed figures totaling $4.6 billion. 56 were early stage venture rounds, 45 later stage, 34 seed, 12 acquisitions, 10 secondary sales. And 35 were deaths. Companies recorded as out of business inside the same window, a mortality column that runs at more than one company per day. One note on what the tag captures. The robotics and drone vertical is the broadest net in the industrial taxonomy. So the ledger includes the whole food chain: component makers, airframe developers, autonomy software, inspection services, and the consumer remnants of the last cycle. We report the full 219 precisely because the mix is the finding. The same month carried the biggest defense drone rounds on record, and the extinction of the consumer era long tail, and you cannot see the selection unless you count both. Two honest limitations, because a skeptical fund manager would raise them. First, the sector tag is broad. It catches consumer drone apps and warehouse robotics alongside munitions adjacent manufacturers, and we separate them below rather than pretend the whole number is defense. Second, undisclosed rounds skew the total downward. The true deployed figure is higher than 4.6 billion. Neither qualification softens the pattern. Both make it starker, because even the floor version of the number is the largest single-month deployment into the vertical our records show. Section 3. The draft picks. The top of the ledger reads like a mobilization order.
On August 10th, Cambridge Aerospace raised $300 million in a Series C, led by DFJ Growth, at a $3.1 billion pre-money valuation, with Accel, Lakestar, Lux Capital, and Alad Gill inside. The stated purpose: to boost manufacturing for existing and new contracts. The next day, Niro's raised $250 million in a Series C, led by the American Strategic Technology Fund and Sequoia Capital, at a $2.25 billion pre-money, with Teal Capital, Valor Equity Partners, Spark, and Allen & Company participating. The stated purpose: to accelerate production ramps for new drone programs. Read those two sentences again. The two largest venture rounds in a 219-deal month, in a sector spanning warehouse bots and toy drones, both went to military aircraft manufacturers, 48 hours apart, 1 month after the drone war. The syndicate composition carries its own intelligence. Sequoia's presence in the Niro's round is a marker of how completely the generalist elite have rotated into defense. The firm that built its legend on consumer platforms is now co-leading a strike drone production ramp. The American Strategic Technology Fund co-lead is the other half of the story. Purpose-built national security capital taking point position, with the generalists following. And Teal Capital's name in the list continues a pattern that has run through every major defense tech round of the decade. The same small circle of investors who decided early that the defense market would be venture's next platform shift, and who have been proven right on schedule. And the institutional tells run deeper than the leads.
A $302 million seed round. Seed, for Walden Robotics, a humanoid robotics startup, included not just Toyota's venture arm and Toyota Motor itself, but Boeing and NVIDIA's venture vehicle among the participants. The aerospace establishment and the AI chip establishment buying into the same cap table at the seed stage. On the public side, MDA Space raised $818 million in a Toronto share offering. And in the month's quieter column, CyberHawk Innovations, a drone inspection company, was acquired by Ondas, a public defense autonomy consolidator, for an estimated $125 million. The pattern is not a few hot startups. It is the entire capital structure of an industry reforming around a wartime demand signal. Section 4. The other race. The same dataset carries a second story, and it is written in yuan. While American venture was funding the drone buildup, Chinese robotics companies were running a parallel capital mobilization at a comparable scale. Limix Dynamics pulling in nearly $200 million, and then an undisclosed follow-on within weeks. Paxini Tech raising ₩1 billion. NanoCoreChip closing over ₩1 billion across stacked Series B extensions. Futuring closing nearly $1 billion more. The rounds are large, fast, and state-adjacent. Shenzhen strategic industry funds and national banking arms appear in the syndicates, the way strategic technology funds appear in the American ones. The structural difference between the two mobilizations is worth pausing on, because it predicts how they end. The American rounds are priced by private conviction, venture partnerships betting their own investors' money that defense demand will hold. The Chinese rounds are priced by industrial plan. The provincial and strategic emerging industry funds inside them do not need the exit math to work this decade, because their mandate is capacity, not return.
One system is asking, will this company win the contract? And the other is asking, will this capability exist? Both questions produce factories. They do not produce the same tolerance for failure. And in a manufacturing race, tolerance for failure is a weapon of its own. Set the two columns side by side,
and the picture sharpens into something that should feel familiar. Two systems, two capital structures, one technology category, and a shared conviction that the next industrial era advantage is machines that move through the physical world. The drone war did not create this competition. It published the stakes, in a language every fund on Earth could read. Section 5. The original angle, the dead of the draft. Now the part nobody writes up. The same 30 days that produced $4.6 billion of inflows recorded 35 drone and robotics companies going out of business. The names read like the previous hype cycle's press releases. The delivery drone apps, the agricultural sprayers, the inspection platforms that were going to be unicorns when the sector was a theme rather than a theater. Capital is not entering this industry evenly. It is executing a draft. The credible manufacturers with contracts and sovereign-aligned customers are being handed nine-figure rounds, and the theme-era long tail is being allowed to die on schedule. The composition of the dead is the tell. The out-of-business column is stacked with services and software wrappers. The companies that sold drone as a feature rather than drone as weapon system. Mapping apps, fleet dashboards, one airframe wonders with no defense customer. In a commercial market, those are viable niches. In immobilization, they are dead weight. Nobody's procurement office buys a dashboard. The draft is not just picking winners. It is revealing that half the sector's roster was never playing the sport the war is actually played at.
That is the mechanism worth naming, because it is how wartime rotations always work. The demand signal does not lift the sector. It sorts it. Every company in the dataset spent the month being evaluated on a single question. Can you build, at volume, something a government needs? And the capital flowed to the yes answers, with a speed that the consumer tech cycle never required. The drone draft is not a boom. It is a selection. And the selection has already begun. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines. Section 6. What to look for next. The first signal is the production conversion. Term sheets are cheap, factories are not. Watch whether Nero's and Cambridge Aerospace convert their rounds into delivered systems on contract timelines, because the defense market has a century-long record of prototypes that never became programs. The second is the Chinese counter-mobilization. Whether the humanoid and drone rounds clustered around Shenzhen translate into exportable platforms, which would turn a capital race into a supply chain contest. The third is the consolidation layer. Ondas's purchase of CyberHawk is the kind of roll-up move that precedes a wave. So watch for defense autonomy acquirers buying the surviving inspection and services companies before year-end. The fourth is the death rate. 35 in a month is a clearing pace. And if it holds into autumn, the sector that emerges will be a small number of contract holders standing in a field of theme park wreckage. The fifth is the regulatory swing. Export controls on drone components and autonomy software are the obvious next policy lever, and any new restriction will print directly into next month's deal mix. Each of these determines whether the drone draft produced the defense industry's next prime contractors, or its most expensive cautionary tale since the last time Silicon Valley promised to reinvent an arsenal. Section 7. The broader pattern and open question. The broad pattern is that capital markets have become a mobilization instrument, allocating at wartime speed without a declaration of anything. No procurement reform passed, no industrial policy was announced. The deals simply moved, 219 times in 30 days. Toward the companies that build what the battlefield just validated. The invisible hand now has a draft board. There is a second pattern, and it is about who is holding the pen. The syndicates in this dataset are not just venture funds. They are sovereign adjacent vehicles, strategic technology funds, aerospace primes, and chip monopolies. When the state wants a weapon built fast, it no longer writes the contract itself. It takes a seat on the cap table and lets the round do the work. The draft is real, and it is being run by people who never appear in the appropriations hearings. And there is a third pattern beneath both, the 30-day window itself. A generation ago,
A capital rotation like this would have taken a year of roadshows and quiet dinners. This one took a month of calendar invites. The speed is not a detail. It is the story. The private market has become the fastest moving instrument of national policy that no one votes on. Which leaves the open question. When the next conflict tests what this month's billions built, will the draft board's picks prove to be the arsenal they were paid to be? Or will we learn again that the distance between a term sheet and a weapons program is the one distance money has never closed on schedule? The 219 deals are recorded. The 35 dead are named. The draft is underway, and the scouts have already moved on to next month's class. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai. This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.